So we mentioned that the husband, we're concerned that he's going to overstate the case. Now what does that mean? We just read this nusach and that's all we have to do. So we have to differentiate between the Hatar Sederim, which we do every Rosh Hashanah, and that which a person is matir neder in a general situation. So a person who's matir neder in a general situation has made a neder, or something which is binding like a neder. He comes to the Bezin of three and he presents an argument why he feels that he wants to remove the neder. He has a right to remove the neder. Sometimes the Bezin will say it's a valid reason. Sometimes the Bezin will say it's not a valid reason. So therefore, obviously, we have a concern that the person will potentially overstate the case if he had a lot of tirch involved in gathering the members of the court. The Tarzadon, which we do every Rosh Hashanah, is not for a regular neder. Rosh Hashanah Zalman understands and he points this out that there's another in the Dorim Derabbanan, which we're going to be matter through the Satorah, but not a neder deraisa. We say in the language of the Tarzadon every Rosh Hashanah, we cannot list all of these things because there's too many of them. So we should count it as if we listed it. We're saying that because Allah is when you want to be matter in the neder, you must tell the Bezdin what it's about. Here we're not doing that. But what did you do? I'm not telling. So why are we allowed to get away with over here not making the list? If the Allah is you must be mafarat the neder, you must detail and explain what the neder was. And that's part of the Hatorah process, normally. So why over here? Why over here are we not doing that, and how do we get away with that? So he says, we're talking about over here being matter in the Dorim Derabbanan. Which in the Dorim Derabbanan? So the Chachamim said, if a person starts doing a Dover Tov, something which is not a Chi of Gomer, it's not a mitzvah which he must do, it's something which he undertakes to do, but what he's doing is a Dover which the Torah looks upon as something correct to do. A person starts washing his hands three times with a kli after the bathroom. Now, according to some opinions, there's no need to do that. He undertakes that chumrah. He knows that it's a chumrah. He doesn't mistakenly think that he must do so, because that's not a neder. But he knows that it's a chumrah. He undertakes to do this chumrah. A person undertakes to refill the washing cup every time after he uses it for the next person. So that's a chesed, that's a davar tov. He doesn't have to do that. But once he's undertaken to do that, the Chachamim said the following. If a person did it three times, he gets a din like a neder midrabbanan, and he's mechuyev to continue to do so. So once he's done this three times, it's binding. Or if he does it even one time, planning to continue. So included in his thought process is that this is going to be something which he's going to continue to do. So even one time is enough to become binding as a neder derabbanan. So these nedarim derabbanan were being matter, because over the year many things, we do many things like that, we start doing something nice and then we sort of peter out. So we need to get rid of those that they have a din of a neder because you started it one time with intention to continue, or you did it three times without any thought, so then it's binding upon you, and we're we matter those adorim. So those adorim, it's only derabbanan, we can get away without saying what they are. Let's say a person did it one time, or even multiple times, but he spoke out at the beginning, I do not want this to be binding upon myself, so then it is not binding. That's the idea behind saying, I'll do this, blin etter, because I means I don't want to undertake this action should become something which is binding upon us. When a person is matar and neder during the year, where it's a real bona fide neder, the person has undertaken, let's say he spoke out, with his neder has to be expressed verbally, he spoke out that he's going to do X, Y, and Z, and he says, I'm committing to do this, I'm promising to do this, and I'm making a neder, I'm going to do that. So now that's a neder, afterwards he realizes that it's not going so well. So he wants to remove the neder, and that's the process of a Torah Sederim. It takes place during the whole year, which you must share what the neder was with at least one of the dayanim. There are two ways to remove a bona fide neder. One is through what's known as a pesach, which means there was a flaw in the original neder. The person says, if I had realized what this would come to, I never would have made the neder. So there's a flaw in the original neder. It wasn't done with the person's full awareness because he didn't think about all of the consequences. In that way to match the neder, there's a rule, we only take consequences into consideration which are normal consequences. Something which has been an unexpected consequence, it's not normal that it should result in that type of result, is not a valid way to match the neder. That is known as a Pesach. It's an opening in the neder itself, like a doorway. The other way to matter a neder is through what's known as charata, which a person says, I have no specific consequence, I just regret the fact that I did it. I regret it, meikora, I wish I'd never done it. If a person says, you know what, I'm happy I did it, it really helped me a lot, so he's not being mischarat, meikora, because he was happy with what he did, even though he doesn't want it anymore. So that will not be, you cannot remove that neder based on charata. If a person totally regrets the fact that he did it, meikara, he wishes he never had done it, that's also a valid way to be matter the neder. Halacha is to sit in a bez and to be matter neder, a person has to understand the difference between a Pesach and a charata, which we just explained. The Pesach is a flaw, and a charata, there's no flaws in the neder, just he, in general, he regrets that he did it, meikara. Have a good day.